بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن مالك بن الحويرث رضي الله عنه قال قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم upon the authority of Malik ibn al-Huwayrith, who said, the messenger of Allah صلى الله عليه وسلم said, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, pray as you have seen me praying. وإذا حضرت الصلاة, and when the time of salah comes, فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ لَكُمْ أَحَدُكُمْ, then let one of you make the adhan for you. وَلْيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْبَرُكُمْ, and let the eldest to you lead you in as-salah. And this hadith has been collected by Al-Bukhari and Muslim. In this hadith, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, he ordered us with three specific matters. The first of them, صلوا كما رأيتموني أصلي, pray as you have seen me praying. And this part of the hadith shows us that the salah of a person should be according to how the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray salah, including the pillars, the obligations, the sunan, and the way that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam prayed. Meaning a person should not say that this action is only a nafl of the salah. This action is from the sunan of the salah, so I don't need to do this. No, a person should pray like the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam used to pray. And then the second advice from the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةِ فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ لَكُمْ أَحَدُكُمْ, and when the time of salah comes, then one of you should make adhan for the rest of you. And this portion of the hadith shows us that the adhan is an obligation whenever two or more people are praying the salah. So as for one person who is praying alone, the ulama differed whether it is obligated upon that person to make adhan or not. As for when two people are praying together, one of them has to make the adhan and also the iqama. So this is fard kifaya. And then the third advice of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wasallam, وَلْيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْبَرُكُمْ, and let the eldest of you lead you in salah. Meaning, if there are a group of people praying, the one who should lead the people is the one who has most in terms of the Qur'an, in memorization, recitation, tilawah, and understanding. And if they are equal in their Qur'an, then the one who is most knowledgeable in the sunnah. And if they are equal both in the Qur'an and the sunnah, then the oldest from both of them. So these three pieces of advice in this hadith, all relating to the salah, صَلُّوا كَمَا رَأَيْتُمُونِي أُصَلِّي, pray as you have seen me praying. وَإِذَا حَضَرَتِ الصَّلَاةُ فَلْيُؤَذِّنْ لَكُمْ أَحَدُكُمْ, and when the time of prayer comes, then let one of you make the adhan. وَلْيَأُمَّكُمْ أَكْبَرُكُمْ, and let the eldest of you lead you in prayer. هَذَا وَاللَّهُ أَعْلَمُ, وَصَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَى نَبِيِّنَا وَسَلَّمُ.